Hey, Ty, how's everything going, man?
I'm good, Everett. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I'm talking to you, so I'm doing really great.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know, let's let people get to know you a bit. What got you started going on in music? Because your grandmother, I heard, has quite the storied past there, playing with some big names.
Yeah, so my grandmother in the late 50s and early 60s was locally famous country singer in the Peterborough area. Had her own TV show on Kojiko called Kawartha Junction. She opened for Johnny Cash and a bunch of bigger names back at that time. She was invited down to Nashville to live there by the Carters and ended up giving up those dreams to have a family, which was her ultimate goal at 19 years old. So my mother was the firstborn. And so coming around to me, she was a massive musical influence. I spent most of my summers out there growing up. So she bought me my first guitar when I was 10, and I started singing with her in the basement, doing karaoke and stuff like that from as long as I can remember. If I could talk, I was singing. So yeah, man, it's she really raised me up in a great way. And then my father on the other side, a huge rock music fan, he would grill me with the local rock station on, you know, okay, who sang the song, what year did the record come out, et cetera, et cetera. So I really fell in love with rock music, you know, 70s, 80s rock from a young age too. So I really had a great dichotomy of country and rock while I was growing up. And so rock took the forefront in my younger years, and now country's kind of taken up a lot of my time in the last few.
Well, there's some similarities with me. My dad, growing up in the GTA, he had it on one of two stations. It was either the Fan 590 for the sports, or it was on Q107, cranking up the classic rock tunes. He wasn't big on the modern stuff too much. And no, I used to spend all my summers go with my grandparents out in Saskatchewan, so I get that idea too.
Oh, cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, sadly, it was no really musical talent in my family, though. There's no musical talent.
Few and far between, I guess.
Well, my brother learned how to play the banjo at one point, but I'm not sure if I handed him a banjo today, he could still do it, but.
Hey man, that's a hard one, so good for him.
Yeah, so I mean, you've actually traveled around quite a bit, you know, you've lived out in BC, you were telling me, out there on the island, before, you know, you've lived in Quebec. Sort of what brought on that idea of roaming about and living in these different areas?
That came up pretty young. My dad, once again, that's a big influence. He played hockey in Europe when he was 17. And a piece of advice growing up that he gave me kind of when I was deciding where I wanted to go to school, coming into high school, was leave your hometown, go and explore, go and see new things and meet new people. You know, that's going to help you grow, you know, as a person and as a man. So I ended up moving to Quebec to go to Bishop's University for a couple of years. And then finished my schooling down in Guelph, stuck around Peterborough for a while after that in Toronto, GTA, and then moved out to the island and in Victoria for a couple of years, and then made my way back this way in 2017 and started building my business, playing, you know, bar gigs and stuff like that in this area. And yeah, here I am now, man.
So, I mean, how did all that travel and getting to visit these different places, did that have much influence on your music?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, Quebec, I really started playing at open mics while I was there in the pub scene, going to school. And that really taught me how to read crowds, and only having one or two songs to make a mark was something that I had to, you know, kind of focus on and go, okay, which ones are going to, you know, what's going to get me the best response. Moving out west, you know, it's a completely different feel in terms of lifestyle and that than Ontario. Ontario is very go, 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 you know, work your butt off. Whereas out west, especially Victoria, it's super laid back, super chill, you know, very hippie-esque, right? So I busked quite a bit there with a good friend of mine. I played lots of open mics. I was really trying to find myself while I was out there after the release of the record I put out in 2014, which was more of like an indie pop or a pop rock record that didn't do so well on the label I was with back then. So I kind of went out there just giving up music as a career for a bit and found my love for playing again. So yeah, man, I mean, it's all really helped shape who I am now. Catch You in My Next Life, a song I put out a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, is definitely about, you know, getting away, being on the road. It all adds to the story.
Yeah, I used to live out in Whistler there for a little over a year. Never made it over to the islands, though. That's one of my biggest regrets when I lived there, was I never got the chance to jump over to the islands at all. But yeah, much more very laid back approach to things. And again, I'm from Southern Ontario, much like you are. So that drive of, okay, yeah, I'll get that done now. I'll do this, do that, do this, do that. Yeah, at times that kind of clashed.
It does, man. I had a really hard time while I was out there for probably the first, you know, 3 or 4 months with how I did things and how I worked and the people around me. And it kind of did teach me to slow down a little bit and really focus on other things in life except for just working.
So let's talk about your latest single, The Last Sip. Now, that's a pretty personal one from my understanding for you.
Extremely. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's basically, I guess I'll start from the start. I got brought the song by Andrew Parton and Matt Teed, who wrote the initial version of it. And I got it and really loved the song, but it didn't feel right for me at the time because I was still drinking. I got to a point in April where I decided to quit and it kind of clicked that was the song I should put out next. And so I rewrote parts of it to kind of better reflect me and my feel. And so what we came out with was, you know, a song about basically the last night that I drank alcohol. My buddy Andrew Parton, who is also a co-writer on it, is also sober. So, you know, it's a song that means a lot to us. And I think that anybody, either a drinker or a non-drinker, has probably been to that point of going like, this is the last sip. This is the last time. I don't like the person that I become when I'm drinking. So that's really what the song is about. And yeah, it felt like the right time for me to release it. And you know, it's doing pretty well for me right now. So onwards and upwards, just keep going.
Well, I had the moment where I knew I had to definitely slow down when I nearly passed out on a golf course in Whistler, but,
Whistler will do that to you, man. It's a dangerous place.
And that was right around the time I was leaving. It just happened. There was a lot of tequila that ended up flowing, some beer on my way to go drink more with my buddy. I'm just like, you know what? I'm doing all right. And then I'm like, I gotta sit down for a second. I just wasn't gonna get back up. I'm just like, I may get woken up in a few hours by these sprinklers going off, but
yeah. and there you go. The next morning you probably went, man, that's the last time I'm drinking.
No, there's been times where I'm like, you know, drinking's not necessarily as much fun as it used to be. It's not that. So I know I can resonate with that. Man. I know a lot of people who can resonate with, you know, substance abuse and troubles with that, and maybe not able to do it in moderation like some can.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my problem. You know, it was, I wasn't an everyday drinker, but I was someone who binge drank, and, you know, one was too many and 100 is not enough. And so that was, it was something where I just had to get to a point where it wasn't helping or serving me anymore. It was hurting my relationships. It was hurting my work ethic and all that. And I'm truthfully a lot happier and much better off without it. So going on 8 months sober now. And I did a year in 2021 previous to that. You know, it's been the right choice for me. And I'm happy that I've chosen that path.
Well, the song is great, especially as it is like a breakup song, but just breaking up with alcohol. Thank you for putting out this song. And thanks for taking the time to talk today, Ty.
Hey, man, I appreciate it very much. I'll hop on here anytime you need.